Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep. And I hit the microphone with the phone. So there's that too.
Sorry. You know what I realized is that because we've been doing this in isolation.
Yeah.
In social distancing mode for the last, 9 months now?
Rap Sucks Radio has been practicing social distancing far before. Yes, we were on point. Yep.
We're innovators.
Yes.
And as a result of that, our podcast, for a brief moment, sounds better than any other, just about any other podcast out there.
Seriously. Yeah. We did well, man. Great engineering, great mixing. Oh, you weren't saying
okay.
That.
Okay. Good sound effect, Foley work.
Post effect. I was going to blame the quality. Like, I was hoping the sound quality went bad on that one so I could blame it on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was a minor difference.
Word up. What up, y'all? You alive on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Engineer.
We are live and direct in full effect. You can catch us on any podcasting platform. Tell a friend and tell another friend. And this is the In Here Tripping Edition, where we drop an episode every day, somewhere between 15 to 30 minutes an episode.
You raised the over significantly.
Well, the last two, what we said we're gonna do 15 minutes, and the last two have been 30 minutes. So I'm just like, look, let's just cut the chase.
My goal is to calm down a little bit.
Okay,
at least for today.
Yeah. But I do have an opening question, because I do think we should keep the opening question, as that's part of our, you know, our thing. You know what I'm saying?
I guess if we have to.
The World Health Organization suggests that for your mental health, you should only read 2 articles of news a day. Kev, based on that information, how healthy or unhealthy are you?
I'm very unhealthy.
I wonder who is actually, I'll take that back. I know that people don't read, so now I'm not going to call people that think they know everything but don't read. I'm not going to call them stupid anymore. I'm just going to call them really, really healthy.
Oh, well, that's healthy in itself.
See? You know?
Sometimes. Now, did they say that you should only read 2 articles that have to do with COVID or just generally?
It's at the bottom. So I have the Firefox browser has that automatic, like, Git Pocket site/app thing. So at the bottom of it has that. It just said 2 articles a day. It didn't say specifically about anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, great.
Which seems like it seems like a pretty uninformed life, but, you know, who knows?
Well, you know, as experts in every field, we feel the need to keep ourselves informed. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes. All right, so I'm gonna do the sound effect on this because I've been waiting to break out this new segment from the people who brought y'all Damn Nature.
Damn Nature.
Great.
We now bring y'all That's Nasty.
That's Nasty.
So
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's fresh, right? So yeah. We've been on the topic of COVID-19 like everybody else. So we have a couple of That's Nasties to throw at y'all real quick. So can I set it off?
Please.
All right. So I don't have an article in front of me, which makes this all worse. But last week,
it's healthy.
It's healthy, right? Yeah. I read it like when it happened.
Okay.
Yeah. So last week, Traumatics. Was it Traumatics that posted that article for us, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, the toilet one.
Yeah, the toilet one.
Right. Where that toilet one?
Right. Where a young woman was trying to start a viral movement, a challenge to I guess to not be afraid of the coronavirus, right? And to prove this challenge, she videotaped herself on TikTok licking a toilet seat.
Yeah. Not just any toilet seat.
An airplane toilet seat. What? So here's the thing, though. That's already nasty, but the lie about it was really funny because I think she lied. So she said that she disinfected the toilet seat, you know, 40 minutes before she licked it or whatever, something crazy like that. And I'm like, that was an airplane toilet seat.
Such a weird window.
Right?
Do you know how much terrible stuff happens in an airplane bathroom within any 40-minute window? Like, you know, just a rolling 40-minute window in an airplane toilet is just the worst stuff that's ever happened.
I'm saying, provided that minutes count is true, which it could be just false information from me or just nonsense from her. The other thing is, right. Do you know how quickly people will punch you in your mouth if you stay in an airplane bathroom for 40 minutes?
That's what I'm saying. What were you doing? Was she in there like, she's like, the first thing I'm going to do is clean it off. Then I'm going to set up my lighting rig and my sound.
Yo, that's nasty. She said she made $4,000 going viral because she was on an interview of some sort. Man, whatever. That was nasty. You know it was nasty and ill, gross. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, yeah. that's mine. I just thought that was crazy. Who licks a toilet seat to prove a point? Like, come on, man. You gotta stop.
Super garbage. And by the way, this is like the this is where we get to tout the virtues of old head energy. Cause I mean, serious, on the scale of like, you know, your personal toilet that at home that you clean. Which you are, it's already nasty. You know it's nasty. It's yours. But you clean it. No, very few other people use it. On a scale from there to like porta potty at Coachella on day three, where is airline or airplane toilet?
Wait. What's the scale again?
The scale is from your brand new toilet that just got installed.
Okay.
And that you just cleaned before you even sat on the hoop the first time.
Okay.
That one, from there all the way down, it's a reverse scale. From there, that's the high end, all the way down to Coachella Porta Potty.
Good grief. Airplane
toilet. Or is airplane toilet even lower than
Coachella? Airplane toilet got to be higher than Coachella by far.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Porta potty in general gotta be towards the bottom. Coachella porta potty gotta be the bottom, period, point blank.
And without getting too gross, are your children also just strangely interested in porta potties?
No.
Like a little bit too much?
No, not at all. No. Although there's one, like right by the park by my house because they're doing construction on the street or whatever, or
right
fixing something. So the porta potty's always out, and my youngest is like, what is that and why is it there every day? And
I'm like, it was like a good question.
It's like the most interesting thing to have to explain. Well, it's a portable bathroom. For who?
Right.
For the people that are working there. Well, who cleans it? Oh my God. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. So yeah.
It's literally like you're always telling your kid not to touch anything, but when you get in that porta potty, you're literally like, I'm pleading, do not touch anything.
Don't even touch me. Right.
Yeah,
for real.
Exactly. Close your eyes.
You were disowned, child.
Use the force.
That is so funny, man. What's really funny is within this last week, my oldest actually told me that when she went on her camping trip, that was the most disgusting part, was having to use the porta potties. It's funny that that's been brought up twice before this actual episode. It's an odd thing to have discussed. But yeah. That's nasty. Like, that's straight now. Licking the toilet seat for any reason. I don't care. And you know what? Be honest with you. Disinfecting it still don't seem like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but nah. Nope. None of that.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's gross. All right. You added one, though, and so I'm interested in your perspective on this one, because Because homie got.
Well, this I think this is the latest one, right?
Yeah, this is the most.
Yeah, should we go in order? Let's do your other one first because I think it was a little bit older.
No, you got to do yours because I have to pull mine up. That's the problem here.
Oh, okay. So this was in the Riverfront Times. So a name you already trust, but this is from today at 3 p.m. A Missouri Walmart customer or inhabitant was charged with making a terrorist threat after he filmed himself licking a bunch of items. And his quote was, "Who's afraid of the coronavirus?" Cordy Pfister, 26, which is a good name, taunts in a video he later posted to social media.
Do we beep that name out?
What's that?
I said, we feel like we should beep that name out. All right, go ahead. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and he's 26. This is the thing, is that if you're like 17, 16, what happened? When did the age of when did teenagers get to just keep doing dumb stuff until they're 30?
I don't know.
Five.
I guess now? Is it now? I think now is the age where, because like our parents grew up at like 12, they got married,
right?
You know, then they went off to war when they were like 14. Came back and started, you know, hunting, you know, mammoths. It's just like all this stuff our parents did at a young age. Then there's us, you know, we got to chill a little bit, but
well, we're perfect.
Yeah, but yeah, we're just the right amount of everything. I mean, what a
great... We struck a balance.
Yeah, what a great generation. And and then after that, you could just wild out till you're like 50. You're still just growing. You're like, they're like, you know, oh, well, you know, Cordy Pfister is, you know, he's just a young guy. He's figuring it out. It's like, the dude is 90. When is he going to figure it out?
Exactly. Yeah, so in the span of however long it's been from Toilet Girl... It's gone from you're going to make $4,000 to you're in jail for terrorist threats, which I got to believe is not a minor offense.
Not a minor offense, but also not an offense that I think is going to stick either. I'm no expert in law, but I have a feeling at least there's a lesser charge
coming. At least he already has his prison name. Anyway. What's up, kids?
All right. So the last one is actually the weakest one, but it does kind of fit into the narrative of like young people wilding out. So, Purcellville, Virginia, Fox 5 DC reports, Fox 5 DC reported it initially, but Fox 11 also picked it up. LA picked it up. So, police are searching for teens who allegedly posted video on social media of themselves coughing on produce in Purcellville, Virginia, in a Purcellville, Virginia grocery store. The grocery store immediately took the items in question off the shelf and has taken other measures to ensure the health of its patrons, according to the officials.
That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. I love the line, police are using this situation to urge parents to monitor the activity of minors, as well as what they're posting on social media. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. What parent expects their child to be doing any of that? And if you are a parent that expects your child to be any of that, you probably look in the toilet seat right now as we speak. Your child is following directly in your footsteps. This isn't a game.
Exactly.
This is...
Oh, man.
Oh, God. What do you do, Kev?
Stop being nasty. Stop being nasty, everybody, please.
Yes, it's crazy. I don't know.
That's just nasty.
I feel like there are better ways to prove that you're not afraid of a virus. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what it is? Maybe, yeah. Maybe we need a psychologist on the show just to sort of break down. This is a subconscious defense mechanism that allows us to cope with the looming danger that we have very little control over. Even though all we have to do is stay home and not lick toilets.
It just is one of those things. I've been well tested, man. I have been trying not to wish this on people. And I have to keep catching myself, right? Like, when a person licks a toilet seat, I have to be like, dude, don't think that you hope she gets it. Because that's a horrible thing to think. You know what I'm saying? But I have to...
I'm glad you said that.
I've been catching myself lately. Like, yo, are you okay, dude? You gotta chill. Like, I'm putting this on me. I gotta chill out.
Well, the one thing that's easier in this situation is, like, you know, the, like, Darwin Awards and stuff. Usually it's like, one, the people aren't, like, you know, they probably get hurt.
Yeah.
The, you know, the when they you know, like the morality parkour guys. That crew. But really literally nobody else gets hurt, right?
Right.
With this, it's like, now you're going to go home and you're going to get your grandma sick.
Right.
That's not cool. And I, so I don't want to be a part of that, you know, in any kind of way. But yeah, there's a lot of people, or not a lot, but I saw a few people today getting real mad because I assume folks were like, Rand Paul deserved it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I actually did check myself, so I felt somewhat proud of myself that I didn't post something completely crazy, even though I did post something. But, you know, I was sneaky enough.
I was pretty light. I was pretty light on social media today. I didn't have a lot of time. I was working on computers for people. But when I saw that Ron Paul got it and I saw that he hit the gym, what was funny was I went to work. There's nobody at my job right now. Like, or there's a skeleton crew and shipping, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. And I debated, because I go to the gym at my job, I debated on whether it was the right thing to do to go to the gym right now. You know what I'm saying? I decided against it because I felt like, well, I don't know, the appearance seems like it would be kind of messed up, right? Like, you know, I don't know.
Sets the wrong example.
Yeah, just feel like, yeah, I feel like if somebody passed by, they'd be like, dang, dude, you just in the gym? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if, I don't know. I ended up just not going to the gym there. I had to work out at home, which, you know, is a half workout at best. But yeah, it was pretty, when I read that Ron Paul, like, went to the gym, I was like, wow, I actually had that dilemma. He just went ahead and said, F it, and moved on with it.
Yeah, well, after he got mopped up by his neighbor, he probably figured he's got to keep his training up.
That is true, too.
But dude, yeah, listen, me being the kind of person I am, I stand with everybody, and I have decided I'm not going to exercise during this dark period in our history. But I'm a man of the people.
Hey, listen, the funniest thing, one of the funniest thoughts, at least for me, was if those kids had, like, sneezed on ice cream or something fattening, they would have been arrested the next 10 seconds. They sneezed on produce, and people were like, whatever, we ain't eating that anyway. What are those, vegetables?
Oh, I know.
The
produce section is so nice in every grocery store right now.
Yeah, it is. And nobody's in there. It's like a couple tomatoes missing some onions. And then all the bags of salad are gone. I'm like, okay, but everything to make the salad is actually right here. It's like, nah, fam, make it for me and I'll take it. If not, all this stays here. So anyway. All right, man. We're going to keep this one nice and short, at least in relative comparison to the other ones. This is Rap Sucks Radio, the In Here Tripping edition. You can catch us every single day. Tell a friend, tell another friend. We might bring some laughter to your day, or you know, kind of put some things into perspective for you. We still haven't talked about conspiracy theories just yet, but I am going to get into them. Catch us on rapsucksradio.com. Like, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace.
And we out, y'all.
Stop being nasty.